Howdy, y'all. Welcome back to UVSA South's podcast. Plot twist today, Alex is not here. Instead, it is Leadership Summit M&M Committee. This is Ashley speaking, and I have my whole committee with me. Let's start with saying hi. Hi. Okay.
Hi,
Also
this
saying
is
hi.
Anne Grace Dent. I am from UTSA. I am the person who's been drawing all of the graphics and producing those cute graphics for everyone. Passing it on to Melina.
Hi, this is Melina Chan from UT Austin. I am the videographer and the one that's been making all the theme review videos and family leader review videos. Passing it on to Liam.
Hi, my name is Liam. I'm a paid member of UTSA VSA, but I hail from the Northeast region, and I haven't been doing anything compared to everyone else on the committee, but I promise that I will take the best pictures and videos of you guys at Summit this year, and I'll pass it on to Steven.
Hi, my name is Steven. I'm from Arizona State University in the Southwest region. West Desert is the best desert. I don't even know if that's actually our chant, but I'm a
No.
photographer, so I haven't done anything yet, but I'll be taking pictures all of the conference. I'm passing it on to Viet.
Hey guys, Viet here from Oklahoma, but I reside in Minnesota. I haven't been doing so much, but I will do my best at Summit. I'm passing on to Winfield.
Hi, yo, everyone. My name is Winfield. I hail from the New England region. I went to the University of Connecticut, but I reside in New York City right now. And I've been a marketing man. So all or most of the captions y'all have seen on social media or any marketing campaigns I have been working on with Ashley.
Hi, I'm Ashley. I'm an alumni from UTSA, and I am the director of these wonderful people. So yeah, welcome to the podcast. We're taking over. Sorry, Alex. This is going to be the best episode. Anyways, we just wanted to give y'all a sneak peek behind the scenes of marketing and media. Well, let's dive into it and let's talk about our graphics and things we've been putting out. Un and Grace has been doing all of our graphics. How has designing them been?
Not gonna lie to you, this is like the most stressful job I've ever held in South, but it's been a really rewarding experience. Ever since I started my art journey in high school, I've thoroughly enjoyed every single art form, but I didn't really get into digital art until like the past couple of years. And finally, being able to officially produce art for a mass or like a bigger community has been very rewarding and very scary at the same time. I'm really glad that I've gotten really good feedback so far, that everyone enjoy looking at not just the graphics, but trying to decode like, oh, like what are the all these graphics mean when we put them together? I've definitely had to give credit to my committee for supporting me and helping me with brainstorming and walking me through everything that I've been doing. Do any of my own committee member have any question for me?
What's the
Yes.
best and worst part?
Best and worst part. The best part is draw and bringing the ideas given to me to life. Sometimes these ideas just live in our heads and they live in my head. And being able to take the advice given to me, the ideas given to me, the inspiration given to me, and bringing it and animating it into something that everyone have envisioned has been really rewarding. The worst part is also drawing these things. It's really difficult to draw friends. It's really difficult. And sometimes when I put the different components together, it don't make sense. And sometimes a creative block happened. And it's really scary because I'm like, I have deadlines and I can't meet my deadline. But everyone has been really understanding, even if I can't meet deadlines. So it haven't been the worst.
I have a question.
Yes.
I think some of our listeners would appreciate this question. Uh-huh. Do you think there will be more fire?
Fire has been an idea that's been requested multiple times by multiple people. And recently, I kind of did try to include it in our MC and performer application closing tonight poster. But I don't think that's enough for our friends. So maybe I would try to include it in like the next two posters from now. Gotta brainstorm my ideas, you know?
Gracie, I have to know, is all this fire imagery really giving you like burnout?
You're done. You're done.
What was your last idea from our last meeting?
Tell us, Winfield, what was your last idea?
Oh, yes. So people have been asking for fire on our graphics. Right. I suggested let's add water. Let's add underwater graphics. Because we started from the sky and we go down.
To the depths.
All the way down, yeah.
We'll see.
Right, we're going to
kind of like black
all the
soup.
Way we'll down. See.
Get it? We'll see.
The ocean has limitless opportunities, like Summit will give you, you know?
Oh, wow.
These are bold ideas. In fact, I would say you're making waves in the community.
I'm
sure you will. Okay, I'm done.
Sure.
Viet, did you have another question?
What is your favorite piece thus far? And why is it your favorite piece?
Probably the Hotel Roommate Finder open now. Ooh. Or now
agreed.
Open.
Agreed.
There's just so much going on, so much color. Like, I love all the glowing plants on the bottom and getting the inspiration from your name and how the two main characters met. And you can see a really cute corgi that doesn't look distorted as before. So probably my favorite, for sure. What about you, yours, Viet, since you asked a question?
Honestly, I think the Roommate Finder was my favorite one thus far. I'm not going to lie. I think I should have said something else, but I genuinely thought that was the best one.
Thank you, Un and Grace, for your graphics. We can't wait to see more. Next up, we have Melina. She's been taking care of all of our video stuff and animations for that, such as theme reveal and family leader reveal. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how it's been going for you?
Yeah. So not gonna lie, when I said yes to media committee, I thought I was only gonna take videos during summit. And so when Ashley came up to me and was like, can you animate a theme reveal? And I was like, I've never animated before. And then out loud, I was like, yeah.
Oh no. Wait, so you're telling me that was like the first time you animated something?
That was the first time I animated something.
This is the biggest plot twist of all time.
Wait. I haven't told anyone.
This is a plot twist.
You told us.
Yeah, so
when you get the job aligned your resume.
She's like, in her head, it was like, no. And she said yes. And she's like, oh no.
Because, so I've been doing digital art since I was like, in middle school, right? And I was like, okay, how much harder could it be? It's just drawing a bunch of frames back to back, you know? I like understand the gist of animation because it's part of my major, but I've never actually done it. I've only done like things like motion graphics and stuff, but I've never actually done like hand-drawn animation. And so Ashley gave me the task and I was like, yeah, sure. And I think the deadline was like within the month. And I was like, okay, a month to hand animate sounds kind of fast. Like, I don't know. So I was like, in my head, I'm thinking, all right, what the heck am I gonna do? Luckily, thanks to you guys, like, we had lots of great ideas. We played off of Un's first graphic with the girl and the paintbrush because the theme was illuminate your story. So we were thinking about, like, books and how, I can't speak, but Y'all get this, right? And everyone was like, maybe she could, like, have a companion, like a dog or something, or like a little pet. And I was like, nah. Because I don't think I could draw animals. And so, instead of a pet, I decided to just, like, make it as if the paintbrush was. But overall, like, it's probably a bad workflow. The way that I work is I spend most of my time basically just brainstorming in my head. And so all my ideas go through my head, but I never write anything down yet until like the last minute, or I don't start my work until the last minute. But when I do start my work, I know exactly what I need to do, you know? It's a bad workflow, but like it works for me. So
yeah, that's called ADHD.
Is it really?
Procrastination at its finest.
Hey, I've been procrastinating since I was young, and I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine, guys. So yeah,
I mean, that's like the definition of fake it until you make it. And
really,
she made it.
I really am. And so, I had a month to do it, but 1 week out of the month, I was out on vacation, and then 2 weeks I had COVID, and so I was like bedridden. So basically, I did it in like a week. Ish, but the way I did it was I used Procreate because I knew Procreate had like a way to animate, but I had just gotten my iPad, so I didn't really know how to use Procreate at the time, and I was very new to it, so I had to work out all those kinks and stuff like that. But basically, I started with the storyboard and wrote down each shot that I wanted. I didn't think about music at the time, which I definitely should, but it's fine. It worked out in the end, because the music I chose, like, it just timed perfectly well with all the shots that I had. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. This will never happen again. Yeah. But I decided to animate in 8 frames per second because animating more frames started getting tiring. And to be honest, I took a lot of shortcuts. So if you guys don't notice, like all the hand parts in it, that is my hand. And I rotoscoped it. So instead of drawing like a new hand frame by frame, I just took a video and then I rotoscoped my hand with the pen. And then I like...
That's really good.
Yeah, I inserted so cool. Like the background and the environment. And I did that with
That's
a lot
so
of
smart.
Other things. Yeah, I did that with a lot of things like the books and stuff. Things I didn't really know how to draw in like this weird perspective. And the running girl, I actually found a video on YouTube of an animation of a girl. And then I used that as reference. So I didn't chase over that one, but I used it as reference. But oh, so it started with sketching out every single frame. So each shot was probably like 10 to 30 frames that I had to draw out, and I would like manually color them. I didn't shade them because that would have taken forever either, but I like sketched, then lined them, then colored them all. And then by the time I finished all that, I had to export it. But for some reason, Procreate has this file that you can export an animation. What's it called? With transparent background, called HE something blah blah blah, but it doesn't work in After Effects, and so I had the worst time compositing the entire video. Like I was actually pulling my hair out. Was it so because the transparent file wouldn't work in After Effects? I had to export everything just normally and then Luma key it all to get rid of like the background. So that I could put the real background that I drew behind it. And that took forever. Just because like I was trying to figure out, like I spent like 2 hours just researching why is this file not working on After Effects? Instead of just going around a different way. I was researching for like 2 hours. And then what's it? Oh, the compositing and editing, putting that together, that was horrible. Because you know, After Effects, you can't export in 8 frames per second, apparently. You can only export in 10 frames per second.
It seems like you struggle a lot.
I struggled a lot, and you guys don't know the amount.
None of us knew about this either.
The amount of times I rendered it to test why this was like so laggy and stuff, I was like, "What is happening?" It was because my input was 8 frames per second, but my output was 10 frames per second. So I had to change all of my inputs to 10 frames per second. So that means I had to re-export everything in 10 frames per second. So everything was like just a tad bit faster than it should have been, but it's fine. No one knows. And then I had to re-edit it, and then I could export it, and it would be all like smooth and stuff. But yeah, that was the process for the deep field. It was very fun. I had a lot of fun learning. I'm sorry I lied to you. But it worked out in the end.
It did.
Ladies and gentlemen, for a limited time only, you can buy Melina Tran's masterclass on animation.
Yeah. That was just a tutorial. A free trial
Trial. Mm-hmm. Melina's gonna have her own workshop.
Honestly. It was really just like guessing and checking the entire time. Like, oh, I was watching tutorials while I was animating. I think the night of the deadline, I stayed up for like 10 hours straight until like 9 a.m. or something.
Were you not anxious? Like this whole time you're like, I don't know how to do
it. The thing is, I gave Melina like a deadline, but like I was very flexible. So I'm very flexible for Un and Melina with their deadlines. I usually give them a deadline like 2 days before the actual deadline. And I'm like, oh, by the way, like I lied to you. You have a days, if anything.
Let's see. Steven and I aren't gonna get this courtesy at actual summit. Sorry, like, I need these pictures edited by tomorrow. Otherwise, you're done.
You know, my laptop died. I'm sorry.
Backup.
We all have laptops. It's okay.
I gotta sweep the ceiling real quick. I gotta water my pet rock.
I think I have all my years of procrastination to thank for not being anxious. I think I'm so used to it at this point that when, like, honestly, I kind of like it.
It's toxic.
It makes me work harder when I know, oh, the deadline's approaching. I'm like grinding, or like, it's like my gears are turning and you come up with quicker ways to do things that I never would have thought about if I started earlier, you know?
That's you guys true. Know what they say.
With your homework?
Yeah. What? Wait, no. Guys,
diamonds are formed under pressure.
Yes.
Diamonds are formed under pressure.
Exactly. You hear that, everyone? Procrastinate.
No.
I got you.
Please don't do that. Please don't do that.
That's how you get through.
The only reason why we procrastinate is because it works.
Yeah,
that's the
hear that?
Well, it doesn't.
Procrastinating.
That's very debatable.
It's what Eminem is sponsored by, procrastination.
No, don't listen to Viet, please. Maybe Melina and Viet are, but not the rest of us.
We're just kidding.
It works for some people. It doesn't work for some. I did research on it.
If you do a workshop next year, can it be like Animate Your Dreams?
Animation
101 with Melina Tran.
I'll get there and I'll be like, all right, guys, what's up? I didn't have anything planned for you. To be honest, I don't really know how to animate, but we'll learn together doing this hour and a half.
It's just YouTube videos playing in the back.
No, that's literally what classes are these days. My professors just pull up a YouTube video tutorial and they're like, here you go. I'm like, okay.
He's not even teaching.
Yeah, I'm like, nice. Good job. But then, yeah.
What about the family reveal video then?
That one was easier just because everything was in After Effects and it was mainly just motion graphics, so I didn't have to draw anything. It's just I had to figure out how to get the book page flip. And at first I wanted to do like a 3D render of a book, but I realized I wasn't gonna have enough time for that. So I decided to keep it 2D. And luckily I found a cool tutorial, and After Effects has a plugin called CC Page Flip where it flips your pages for you. And so that was very fun. So the only thing I really did with that was I created each page in Photoshop, added like overlays and stuff, and then I exported those into After Effects, put each page next to each other as if it was like a book, you know? And then for each page, you put that effect, the page flip effect on it. But then the tricky part is figuring out which order each page goes in. So if you guys can't like see my actual workspace, but it's actually very confusing because it goes like page 1, 4, 3, 2, 7. It has to like skip here and there because it's like the way it's set out is if one overlaps the other, blah, 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 you're not going to see it while it's flipping. So you just have to like snip, snip, snip here and there. So it's like, it's just a bunch of like cutting pieces and like moving them all around and keying them. So yeah, that's basically what took up most of the time. And then, are we able to talk about what happened the day of?
There was just a slight miss up. That's it.
There was a slight.
It was just a really bad typo at a really bad time.
A very bad typo.
Wrong place, wrong time.
If you guys can figure it out, props to you. But yeah, so the night of the 25th. You never know.
Staff will know.
We got some detectives. Staff will know. Here. Like, we gave them the hint. Now it's their job to figure it out.
I don't know if staff can even figure it out. They're not part of our
company. Okay, Eminem has so many Easter eggs and little like secrets that everyone has to figure out. Like only you know.
It was great hearing it from their side too when we exposed them in my separate chat with that individual. And they were like, "Oh, I thought it was this," and then we sent the picture, and they're like, "Oh, I'm in trouble."
Oh no.
Anyways,
it was really unfortunate because the night of I was finishing the last touches, I had sifted through like so much music for like 3 to 4 hours, find a piece that would work at the beginning, nothing worked, and then rendering sucked. And so I finished rendering at 5 a.m., sent it to Ashley. I was like, all right, she's probably gonna see this in the morning. So usually I don't wait. Yeah, she messaged me at 5 a.m. I was like, oh, okay, cool. I was like, I guess it's fine. But for some reason, I knew, okay, I don't know, do you guys ever just have this like feeling that something will go wrong?
All the time.
Yes, all the time. At every event.
So you guys know. Yeah. You guys know how I don't wake up before 4 p.m., right?
No.
Yes.
We learned that today.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, y'all learned that today.
The hard way.
I don't wake up until 4 p.m. and I hate waking up early in the morning. But that night, I was like, it was already late. I was gonna go to sleep at like 7 a.m. But I had a feeling. I was like, maybe just in case, I should put an alarm at 11 a.m. to see if anything goes wrong or if they need me for anything. So I put my alarm up, go to sleep, wake up to that alarm the next morning, and sure enough, I get the message. Melina, we need you to re-edit this and render it again.
ASAP. Typo ASAP.
So I wake up, I'm half asleep, I'm like editing everything and rendering. Rendering takes another 3 hours. I'm like, okay, here you go. And then I go back to sleep. So yeah, that was the story.
Wow. Melina, you did great and fantastic. In fact, no one's going to be putting you down anytime soon. Yeah,
for sure. Everyone praised you for the...
For real.
For all of the videos.
Oh, thank you.
Now for our committee members who haven't been I wouldn't say y'all haven't been doing much. Y'all have been doing so much being present on this committee. I love y'all so much. What are y'all excited about for Summit weekend? What do you look forward to, especially like photographers? What are y'all excited for?
Honestly, I'll take this one. Over the course of a Summit weekend, I feel like as a photographer, you're able to capture moments and kind of cement it within like a picture. And although during conference, like everything feels so fast, especially like the attendees, everything is happening and you're just taking everything in, but you don't have a chance to at least have like a memento from that moment. So I'm excited to at least take some photos or take some videos that people will look back on maybe for like a few years from now and actually like reminisce. And maybe that was like the reason why they started doing staff or like sparking a passion. That would be really cool.
Aww.
That's so much better than my answer.
What was your answer, Liam?
My answer was Liam. That in life, there are certain things that inexplicably attract other things. Honey will always attract bees, right? A sweet scent on the ground will always attract ants. And in turn, people crying during emotional activities will always attract the photographers.
Best part.
You hear that, guys? So he's telling you all that you need to cry if you want to get
just cry.
Please
cry. Actually, you'll make the recap.
The funny story, that's actually how I got sort of involved in VSA, just because I didn't
cry.
Know many people. But at my first conference that I went to from the Mid-Atlantic region, one of the people there was crying a lot during their post talks. And what the media team did was they created like a video of him crying. And it was the first time they created like an intro animatic for their like region's logo. So like it all came together, like the logo came together and there was like a theme sound music to it. And it just played straight sad Viet music with a black and white image of this dude crying during Positive Sparks, and, like coming around him and like comforting him. And the video ended with like a black screen and a white little comment on the side that just said, "Ya big baby." And when I saw that, I was like, this is the community. This is the meme I want to be a part of. That's one of the reasons why I came back and why I chose to do media here. Because I want to make one of those videos, but this time for South.
Disclaimer, it is okay to cry. We will make sure you look good while crying. Do not fret.
We only take photos of pretty criers.
What?
That's discrimination.
Everyone's a pretty crier.
Are you cry-shaming people right now?
That's discrimination.
Are you serious?
Are you serious?
To Summit to make more people.
We'll start cutting up some onions nearby some people. If you want a surefire way to get your picture taken at Summit, just hold hands with whoever's next to you and act sad, and I guarantee one of us will be attracted to it like a bloodhound and the photo will
You're
be snapped.
You're gonna see like five people come swarming up
to you. Yeah. Wherever the tissue boxes are, that's where we are. The tissue boxes,
You'll hear a sniffle, you'll hear the tissues being pulled out of the box, and then you'll hear click, 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 click.
What about you, Winfield? What are you excited for? Are you excited to be my tripod so that I could get a shoulder ride and get good photos of family games?
Yeah, for those who don't know, I'm very tall. I'm over 6 feet tall. So if you see Ashley standing over everyone throughout the weekend, you'll know she's on my shoulders.
No. Ashley has 6 foot personality, by the way. So.
Yeah, yes, I'm actually 6'3". Anyways, it's gonna be on top of Winfield, and it's gonna be like an 8 foot tall person.
What if we get me it's on like top of tall. Winfield and Ashley on top of me,
dude? It's like we'll actually be 20 feet tall. We'll actually be 20 feet tall.
I don't have the legs to carry three people.
Start working out.
You got this, Winfield.
I'll make sure to diet before Summit.
Oh my god. Alright, I need to do squats every day now till Summit. Thanks for reminding me.
What else is new?
I personally am really excited to just be able to capture, kind of similar to what Viet and Liam said, just be able to capture all the beautiful moments at Summit that people don't always expect. Like when people think of VSA or UVSA, they think of, oh, it's just a cultural club, or if you say anything, oh, it's just a bigger cultural club or like a kind of like a networking opportunity. But people don't always get to see that Summit in real life, especially, is an opportunity for you to really create close bonds with people that you might not always get the chance to meet necessarily in your undergraduate career. Like me personally, I've been involved in VSA. This is my sixth year going to conferences. And I've met a lot of my lifelong best friends that I consider my family now. I'm still close to from my very first Summit up until now. And I wanted to be able to show that VSA really is a space that you can find love, a space that you can find your best friends, a space that can really show you that you matter to someone you just met that same weekend or same day. And it's the beautiful small things like that that I want to put on display for everyone to see. From our Summit.
Steven,
ask the tissues.
What are you excited for Summit, our photographer? He's like, panic. I don't know. Nothing.
Panic, he walked outside.
Troll answer? I want to see how short Ashley is.
No!
Real answer?
Everyone wants to see that. Everyone wants
I'm
to see
6'3".
That. If you're 6'3", Ashley, I'm like 7'5", then.
I'm 6'3", on God.
If you're 6'3", then I'm at least like 5'7", please, God. Sorry, Steven, go ahead.
Legit answer. I just want to take that one picture where everyone's like just having super, having a lot of fun during like the family games, and they don't really like notice that we're even taking pictures of them. Like that genuine, wholesome moment is like what I want to go for.
All right, all the candids are going to come from Steven then. I'm betting on good candids then.
I'm focusing my toes of the video. I work with Melina. I think a good recap video like really captivates that, especially for like the 10th, because this is LS10, right? LSX.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, part 10.
A good recap video, because I've seen a good recap video from the conferences that I've been to and like ones that weren't so good. But like when you nail that moment and that experience and that feeling and you capture all those iconic moments and play that back, like it really is being able to relive 3 whole days and 3 whole minutes. And having people just come back to that over and over again, be like, dang, I want to do that again. That's what I really want to capture. Positive sparks, crying pictures, those will come and go every year. But a chance for the 10th summit to create that really impactful video that people will look back for the next, honestly, like 3, 4, maybe 5 years and be like, this was a milestone. And to be a part of that, that's incredible.
Wow. He's so great with words.
Inspired.
Wow.
Now I gotta go to summit.
Yeah.
So I'm on my plane ticket right now, Liam.
If you're not at summit, then where you at? Anyways.
In my bed, actually.
No.
Arm and Hammer.
I'll be Armenian Hamster instead.
Not sponsored, by the way.
Nope.
Not sponsored. Great DJs, by the way.
Anyways, I think we can wrap it up. Does anyone have anything else to say? Any plugins for Summit? Last mentions?
All right. I got one last thing to say. I know, given that the world is in like a pandemic still, like trying things out, especially for young adults or young college students, it's very difficult. It's very scary. It's very unfamiliar, and we get that. However, I've always lived my own life as you should try something new for the first time if you're ever curious about it. And I'm sure for a lot of you listening right now, Summit may be something new, especially for an in-person one. So if you're curious about Summit, want to know what everything is, how everything goes, how the planning process goes, who you can possibly meet, the only way to find all that out is attend Summit. You might have a really great time. You might not. I can't guarantee the experience you'll have because everyone has different experiences from what they do there. All I'm saying is the experience you'll get from Summit is what you put into it. Just give it a chance and see where the magic can guide you. That's all I can really say to get you to come to Summit. I took my chance and I've been trapped for 6 years, but I don't regret being involved all these years later.
True.
Look where it's gotten me. I'm 1,500 miles from Summit and I'm going to fly all the way out there. If you see a 6-foot Asian, that's me.
As you should.
Dang, my advice was a lot less wholesome.
Oh, I'm a wholesome man, okay? Right? That is me. I am the wholesome person of this committee.
When you inevitably see us at conference, don't touch our gear. Oh. Don't touch our lenses. Don't touch the bodies. Don't touch our equipment. We will get beautiful pictures of you. You don't need to force it.
Actually,
don't touch or break our equipment.
I'm renting the equipment out from my school, guys, so please don't break them.
I have to bring on
insurance. Have insurance, but we will make you pay.
I don't have insurance. Please don't break mine.
Yeah. All right. This sparks your future for South.
Any last minute words?
Well, for the people who are tuning in, and if this is going to be your first time going to Summit, my advice for you is to keep an open mind. A lot of these people here on staff have been here for a very long time. And it started by them being open-minded and going to one of these conferences. So if you are one of those listeners who are like either contemplating of going, or this is your first time and you're scared, just be open and have a lot of fun.
Yeah. Who who's in the house?
William's in the house.
And while South may be in this house, at conference you will find your home.
Well, okay, I'm gonna go ahead and wrap it up then. Thank you y'all so much for your wise words, and thank you everyone for tuning in and listening. I just wanted to shout out all of our staff members, really. They've been working really, really hard to make Summit happen, and we can't wait to see y'all during the conference weekend. I also wanted to shout out my committee members. Y'all are rocking it. Y'all are doing amazing. I know it seems like only half of our committee is really doing work, but I promise you the other half is going to be putting in so much work on the weekend. And we can't wait to capture all of the fun moments for y'all. Sorry, Alex, we hijacked your podcast, but we promise to give it back.
I'm not sorry.
thank you so Alex, much for tuning
if you want
in,
your
y'all.
Podcast back, it'll cost you $50,000.
You can buy me
Whataburger
for that.
Get and my flight. Camera.
You will have to pay for all of our sponsorships. No, I'm kidding.
Hotel cost.
Yes,
can you buy me a new lens?
Wow, thanks, Alex.
Can I get a new camera?
You sponsor my next date?
But, yeah.
Material girl.
Material. Okay. I think that wraps it up for this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope to see y'all back soon. Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.
Adios. Bye.